Obadiah can be translated in many ways. Some people like to translate it, like myself, as true servitude. What Imam Sadiq says in this hadith is that the roots of conduct have four components. If all of these qualities, all of these components are adhered to by a human being, then that person is successfully an abd of Allah. He has attained that level of ubudiyyah. The first primary point is that of the conduct with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is the conduct with ourselves, with our own souls, with our ruh. The third one is our conduct with Allah's creation. And finally, the fourth one is our conduct with the world. Now, before I go into these, one thing we have to understand. Everything we do in our existence upon this temporal realm, in this earth, everything we do must be for the sake of Allah. Anything that we do, regardless of what it is, regardless of how trivial such an activity might be, if we do it for other than the sake of Allah, then that activity is wasted. This is why we are taught by the ulama that when we start something, we should make an intention, we should make that niyyah, that I am starting such and such activity, qurbatan ilallah, for the sake of attaining nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I'm going to my car to go to the shop to buy some milk, I've made that intention that I'm going to the car. It is then not asking too much to say that I'm doing this to get near to Allah. Why? Because this milk will give me energy, it will allow me to serve Allah. So first of all, let's have a look at the conduct with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should always remember that when we take Islam, just because I want to become spiritual and I want to develop a connection with Allah, it doesn't mean going into a cave, going into some sort of spiritual retreat and khalas, that's all. And yet we see someone like Imam Khomeini, who we all know was an arif, of one of the highest urafa. And yet, of course, he moved and made a revolution, which is one of the reasons why we're here today in this place. So moving on to the second portion, which is the conduct with the self. Now, of course, we know that the word jihad means to strive, to make a struggle. And we also know that the greater jihad is the jihad against the self. This is part of our striving. We have to, every night, take an account. What did I do today? Did I make my prayers late? Did I upset someone? Did I buy, for example, an Israeli product? Did I do something that I shouldn't have done? Did I say something with my tongue that I shouldn't have done? Did I make a lie? It's easy to fight the Zionists. That's easy. These people are not the difficult ones to fight. The difficult ones to fight is ourselves. The third one is our conduct with Allah's creation. Shaitan is busy. He knows that Imam Mahdi Jalla Ta'ala Farajul Sharif is coming. He knows how important the system of Wilayat al-Faqih is and how the adherents stick fast to it. And Shaitan attacks that. He makes us and he makes people misunderstand what is justice. He plays with humanity and confuses them. The last point is the conduct with the world. Imam Sadiq also tells us to hate overabundance. He tells us to choose a life of abstinence, and he tells us to negate the dominance of the world. This is when you become a perfect human being. The idea in Dua Kumail, which we recite every Thursday, we ask Allah, we say, حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَعْمَالِي وَأَوْرَادِي كُلُّهَا وِرْدًا وَاحِدًا وَحَالِي فِي خِدْمَتِكَ سَرْمَدًا. Help me become in such a way that all of my actions, all of my works, all of my activities, all of my worships become completely intertwined. And my entire existence becomes a continuous worship of you. When you do something like this, when you make all of your actions, all of your behaviors, all of your qualities, and every part of you for the sake of Allah, you then become someone who moves in such a way amongst the enemies that the enemies call him the ghost. And that person becomes more dangerous to the enemy after they have made him shaheed, because his ruh, his legacy that Allah allowed him to leave behind, becomes so strong, they tremble in a way that they cannot understand.